August 12th, 2006. You're listening to Nowhere a Mulberry, episode 48.
A mustache ride.
Hey everybody, it's me, the J-Strom, here in the Pop Culture District of Mulberry. How you doing? Right here to my left I have Pop Culture Zealot Steven. How you doing, Steven?
Doing great today. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. Also we have here Mulberry Bill. How's it going, Bill?
I'm good.
Our Mulberry historian.
Yes, historian of ass, historian of Mulberry, historian of zombies.
Yes, that's right. The historian of the undead. Every day there's news, and to cover that news is Vanessa. How you doing, Vanessa?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
Our Mulberry News woman. You are a woman, right?
Last I checked, yes, I am.
You're sure you're not a hermaphrodite?
Yeah, no.
Hey, Bill, did you see this week that there's some wacky clip of Britney just kind of talking out of her ass, just saying weird stuff?
As usual.
Now that we need to see.
I've got a clip of this, and we got to check it out. I think she's on something.
I'm ugly. My jaw hurts.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's like, I've been grinding my teeth because I'm nervous. Oh, I don't know. It's weird. I'm not really nervous. I'm not saying come out there like that. Have you ever had butter beans? What? Listen. Oh, this feels so good to itch.
Huh?
It feels like heaven. Mama, see what you passed down to me?
Nothing like a little crotch itch.
Whoa!
Class.
I had to say something. I want to see that movie.
You don't have to say anything.
Why are you looking through the peephole? You're acting like a cameraman.
Stop yelling
at me. Stop looking through the peephole.
Good lord.
Huh? Really? I'm confused because I feel like I've been missing out on life. This is what I have to talk about. What? I feel like I've been missing out on life.
Stop yelling at me, Brittany.
Like things and things going on.
Things
like I feel like I'm behind or something. I know that sounds so weird.
What the
hell? Huh? What are you talking about all the partying? What's that supposed to mean? Huh?
You don't hear the other person asking this question.
What I'm trying to say is, do you ever feel like you're... Like, can some people... Have you ever seen Back to the Future? Is that possible?
No.
To time?
No, it's not. No.
Yes, it is.
Okay. What? Oh, I'm sorry.
Maybe I think people can do that, and I think some people are ahead of us.
That's why I never go faster than 88 miles per hour.
Yeah, just in case.
I'm afraid I'll go back to 1955.
Quit looking through the peephole!
He's actually more intelligent than she is, and that's just shocking.
I know.
Huh? Huh? Really?
Yes, really.
What was that?
The scariest thing was that burp. Jesus. Good Whoa. God.
She could compete with Booger on that one.
Hey, guys, we got a voicemail. Let's check it out.
Hi there. This is Robin calling. It's a little loud, I'm sure, in the background because I'm calling from Grand Central Station, but I'm a big fan of the show. I just listened to the 8-8 show, actually, and you guys were ragging on plasma TVs. It's kind of funny because I went downstairs for lunch, late lunch, and... Panasonic has a giant display of 103-inch big plasma TV, and pretty sexy. Unfortunately, they're not giving it away or anything, but so I'll let you know. Love the show. Bye.
Now, would you prefer that over diamonds, I'm wondering?
For as much money as you would spend on a 103-inch plasma television, you could probably build a home theater with a 100-inch projection screen.
Yeah, those things
are
insane.
You could probably build a home.
Plus, if you had something like that hanging on your wall, you'd come home one day and the drywall would be ripped out of the wall and be laying face down on your floor like, holy crap,
shattered.
What happened?
Your pet would be dead underneath.
That's really cool. Thanks for calling, Robin. I appreciate that.
Grand Central Station,
no less. When you hear people all over the country listen to Nowhere in Mulberry, it's awesome.
It's frightening.
It's nice, guys. Let's do it. Let's get into entertainment.
Lucky guess. I just lost a buck. To myself.
All right, guys. How many of you guys are Broken Lizard fans? How many of you guys love...
Oh, I love Super Troopers.
Awesome. Yeah, I love Good. Super Troopers, but that's
Club Dredd
about
was
it.
I love Club Dredd. I liked it a lot.
Club Dredd had some laughs. It's definitely a step down from Super Troopers.
Yeah,
you
but
say?
Club
yeah.
Dredd...
But
it
was a
that's
really,
the
it was
one
a good
with Jordan Ladd's magnificent breasts, isn't it?
Yes.
Of course, he remembers.
Oh man, then you know what? That's a terrific movie.
they did a spoof of 80s slasher horror films, and they did. There's a lot of good laughs in there, but I'm saying it's not as a whole. I don't love it as much as Super Troopers. Super Troopers, I can watch over and over again. Club Dredd, no, I have no desire to watch it.
What about their first movie, Puddle Cruiser?
Puddle Cruiser, yeah. Have you ever seen Puddle Cruiser? Right. That's Broken Lizard's first film, Bill.
No, I never saw that, but I've always wanted to.
It's got some laughs in it. I wouldn't really count Dukes of Hazzard as a Broken Lizard film. Definitely
no.
not.
And no, no.
I have not seen the film, and nor do I want to. I do not want to see the film.
No, I don't.
You know what? I think I might rent it on HD DVD. I saw it was available. Just to check out Jay Chakrabarty directing.
Jay Chandrasekhar.
Chandrasekhar.
I bet you he could kick M. Night Shyamalan's ass.
At this point, probably. got such a gigantic ego.
So Broken Lizard's new film is called Beer Fest. And let's check it out.
There is a sport where teams from around the world...
Looks like we got the Brits in round one.
...gather to compete.
We're going to put the skitters in your Alan Wickers, you plonker.
Do you know what he's saying?
Beer Fest.
Let the games begin.
We've been training for a super secret international beer drinking competition, and we're taking on the Germans for national prize.
Yeah, why don't you go back home to your street malls and drink your Zimas and Smirnoff ices? Ooh-yah! Ooh-yah!
A competition.
If we're gonna drink like the Germans, we're gonna need a little help.
Where revenge.
They want a war? We'll give them a war they won't believe.
Is best served ice cold.
I'm better when I'm drunk.
From the geniuses who brought you the phenomenon.
The geniuses.
They're rather modest.
Yeah.
I think I'll stay away from that one.
Comes the motion picture event of the year.
It's the greatest beer in all the world.
I wish it were winter. We could make it into ice blocks and skate on it. Hmm. And then melt it in the springtime and drink it.
See you in the next round, boys. We are going to... Thank you.
A movie that could only be called...
We Are Fast!
Now you guys don't want to be my teammates, do you?
Yeah! Uh-oh, redheaded stranger.
We must train for Beer Fest.
Yeah! Here, eat.
We sleep better when I have a little sausage with me.
Ho, ho, ho! Gotta get you out of those wet clothes and into a dry martini.
What?
I said, how is it, martini?
Get away from me.
You like it rough?
I like that. I like that very much.
Sweet creamery butter.
Beer Fest.
Any resemblance to any persons, places, or events in this movie are purely coincidental and, frankly, quite sad. If you attempt anything you see in this film at home, you will die. No Germans were harmed during the making of this film. Please drink responsibly and treat all women with respect.
Well, that last part there was a little much, but...
Looks like Jay made a friend in the Redheaded Stranger from Dukes
of
Hazzard.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, Willie's like, I got more taxes to pay if you got any part for me.
Willie's now are you filming an obligatory comedy, you know, appearance...
Now, it looks like a big, stupid, funny movie, and I can't wait to see it.
The only problem I have with it, it does look like a big, stupid movie, but it's lacking in the funny in the trailer.
Yeah,
like,
the only part
I laughed out loud at was the part with that Jay guy in the box on his head.
What he's doing is he's saying something really suave to her.
In his head.
Get out of those wet clothes and slip into a dry martini, but he's really just going,
slobbering.
But what I think it is that they're saving all the funny for the movie. They're not giving it away in the trailer.
That would be a genius move, but I highly doubt it.
Yeah, exactly.
No, truthfully, I thought Super Troopers was going to be bad. I wasn't sure how good it would be. Even when we went to see it in the theater, I was like, this could be really bad, you guys.
Yeah.
There's parts that look funny in the commercial, but I'm really hoping they bring the funny, as they say.
Yeah, I really love Super Troopers. It's just one of those movies that... I actually laughed out loud at points, and then, you know, there was a couple moments where I had a few tears in my eyes.
It's one of those movies, it could be on at any point in the movie when you're flipping channels, and I'll watch the rest of it.
Yeah.
Steven and Foggy and I were going to go to the movies this weekend, and we were going to go see Pulse with Kristen Bell, Veronica Mars fame. You know, if you go to the movies on Friday, go early because you can't find a parking spot. And what ended up happening is Steven and Foggy were at each other's throats. I thought they were going to kill each other, and I had to break it up, and we ended up not seeing the movie. But luckily, Foggy had a recorder, and he recorded the whole thing. Let's check it out.
Shut up, both of you.
So it got pretty ugly. But Bill, you got to see a movie, didn't you? And it wasn't a comedy.
Yeah, I went to see World Trade Center Friday night.
And just quickly, what'd you think?
Good movie, not great. Good directing, yet a little heavy-handed. It kind of took 9/11-iness out of the whole situation.
Is that a word?
Well, yeah, you know, I like to create words.
What the main criticism I hear of this, Bill, is the 9/11 stuff with Nick Cage and all them under the rubble. Great. When they cut to the families, not so great. Kind of slows it down.
Well, it does kind of slow it down, but it also, you know, the actors in it are so great that you really feel for them. And there is this amazing scene that just will leave an indelible mark in my mind that I don't want to talk about it on the show for fear that, it's a spoiler. I would have to give it 4 I Like to Kill Deers out of 5.
I like to kill deer. I like to kill deer. I like to kill deer. I like to kill deer.
All right. let's make it between 1 and 3, otherwise it takes forever.
I give it 3.5.
50.
All right, guys, let's check out what's on our TiVo. Now, this week on America's Got Talent, our favorite show, Leonid the Magnificent returned. Let's check it out.
Man, is he magnificent.
He is the kind of homoerotica that scares the crap out of me.
So, Leonid, David Hasselhoff invited you here and then didn't like what he saw. What do you think?
I think I have to say
Thank you, David.
Coming back. Right?
Shudder.
Yes, to bring you back.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Uh oh. No. Wait a minute. Leonard, take it easy.
For you, I'm Christmas tree.
Oh, Jesus.
He killed himself in front of everyone. That was the best episode of America's Got Talent ever.
They're going to have to decrypt that meaning of, for you, I have Christmas tree.
I know. For years to come, they're analyzing the tapes. He says, for you, I'm Christmas tree, then blows his brains out.
It must mean something to someone.
Yeah, so one day we'll figure that out and let you know on the show.
Maybe we should get Mushroom Head from Cold Case.
Yeah. Now, everyone knows on America's Got Talent, they have to have the prick English guy who has to insult Americans on what talent is. Let's check it out.
He did an hour-long show, and I said, great, let's see a bit more of it. If you're that talented for 90 seconds, let's see a bit more. That's all I want to see. I'm not criticizing what you do. It's great. It's just for me, to win $1 million, you have got to do more than 90 seconds.
All right, well, I think
America,
you said
disagree.
Brandy?
Well, America just goes with where the tears are, from what I can see.
Hey!
Millions of people disagree with you, including this audience, right?
Has David Hasselhoff been drinking there? Now, guys, on Rockstar Supernova, Delana, my favorite, jams with one of Guns N' Roses, who I don't know his name. Let's check it out.
Oh.
How dare you, sir? It's Delana.
I mean, she should have been great in the 60s with Janis Joplin, you know, doing a duet.
She was alive back then, too.
Yeah, I think so.
She's in her 30s.
She was in her 30s back in the late 60s.
Pete Townsend needs to come out and get her over the head with a guitar.
Yeah, he's like, how dare you sing that song? Now, this week on Rockstar, they did something crazy, and Tommy Lee's going to tell us how they're changing how they vote people off. They're doing something just rash.
And this is going to be a first tonight. This has never happened.
Oh, dear.
It's do or die here. It's time to get this thing going, okay?
Ratings are falling.
And they're going to kill the contestants.
And I hate doing this. The axe is going to fall twice. Both of you are out of here.
Wow. Unbelievable television, you guys. And everyone was really happy.
Now, he hates to do anything rash because of the genital rash he had. Magny blew me away with his When Dolphins Cry, the live song.
Yeah.
He was just really, really good. So I see him as the possible winner from this point on.
Like I said, I named the Lucas and Magny as the two that I would think have the best chance.
See, I can see Magny fronting the group of, you know, Tommy Lee, Gilby Clark, and Jason Newsted. I can see that. You know, he's got that look. Delana, you know, it's like you guys were talking earlier. She's so old.
Now, guys, this week on Last Comic Standing, Josh Blue performed. Let's check it out.
They know not to mess with me, though, because I have this thing I like to call the palsy punch. Yeah. First of all, you don't know where it's coming from. Second of all, neither do I. Hey, thank you, guys. I'm Josh Blue.
All right, well, this was the final show, so let's see who won.
All right. America voted. And the last comic standing of season 4, Josh Blue!
How do you guys feel about this?
I thought it was either going to be Chris or him.
Far too predictable and far too easy.
We'll see what happens from here on with his career.
Yeah,
but
entertaining guy, but I have a feeling he's the next Dat fan.
The thing was, Ty Burnett was the next to the last there, and why didn't Chris make it to the final two? Did he just
I think I think people were creeped out by him.
I'm kind of wondering if Ty was holding kind of his best stuff back for the last. You know, he was kind of...
Was he pretty good?
I saw some of it, and he started getting better.
That stuff you played last week was horrendous.
So, but you should have heard his early stuff.
Now, let me ask you this, though. If Josh Blue did not have cerebral palsy, would Ty have won?
Yes.
Well, Josh wouldn't have any material.
Josh Blue would need a real show.
Well, you know, you got it before... Josh Blue has not disappeared yet like the other contestants. He got to be on Regis this week. Let's check it out.
But now that you're famous, people must come up to you. They want your autograph.
It's great. It's super funny. It's awesome. People do come up and want my autograph, but it takes me like 2 hours to sign one.
I'm not kidding.
He's wow, doing the same bit.
Yeah, 15 sheets of paper. I'm like, L, U,
you're going to have to come up with a new signature, dude.
Maybe a stamp.
Is that Emerald?
What did you win exactly?
I don't know.
Yeah, hey, how do we make Regis worst? Let's have a guest host, Emeril. Bam!
They should have hired Tony Danza, damn it.
So we'll never hear from Josh again. It's nice knowing you, dude.
Josh Blue was funny. He's a genuinely funny guy. He's enjoyable. It's nice to see him take his disability and turn it into an ability, to follow the cliche. He's just... I thought Chris Porter was... the last comic standing. He was funny. He had different material each week, and even though he had his standard bits that
millions
he did...
Millions of people disagree with you.
Shut up! Chris Porter was funny. His delivery was better. I think he should have won.
But he started to fall off at the end there. He wasn't getting...
Fall off of what?
His jokes weren't as funny at the end.
Well, maybe that's why he lost, but I just thought he was the most talented of the three.
Huh?
Yeah, I think... Huh? Probably, I wonder if Chris started off with all his goods, his A material,
that's
and
possible.
But ran
that
out.
Last thing about the birth control patch, man. Woo! Reaching!
Yeah, that was bad. That was.
That was when his ship started sinking. So, guys, Vanessa has been bugging me all week to talk about I Want to Be a Soap Star on the Soap Channel.
What?
Now, yes. To be a soap star, you have to have different methods of acting, your craft. This guy tells us how he cries on cue. It's really incredible. Let's check it out.
All right. What I do is I try to, as you can see, my eyes are starting to water up. I get the hiccups. Okay. Okay, and what it does...
And then I vomit all over myself.
It makes my eyes water. So...
So he gives himself...
Mikey, come out, right? Imagine I come out like this. How do I live with myself? Beautiful. Knowing that he's gone. Boom.
Who?
So, he
Who
makes
left?
Himself hiccup, and then he cries, and then he does his part, but isn't he hiccuping through the whole scene? Like,
yeah.
He's dead. So,
wow, he's really good. He puts a lot of thought into that.
Yeah, he's like, but do you reach into some inner emotion? No. I just make myself hiccup.
He's got the tears, but he has no. He's not emoting before through his voice.
Before the scene, I totally drink down this Shasta before they call action. Now, guys, Hell's Kitchen is almost over, and there were only three left. I will let you guys kind of describe what happens up until... K Grease.
Until K Grease bites it. K Grease fell to the bottom. Gordon Ramsay creates his signature dish. He then tells Keith, Heather, and Virginia to recreate it using the items within the kitchen. So they all scramble around looking for things. They taste his dish. They try to recreate it. Virginia has a coup whenever she discovers beans that were used in the recipe, and that's what wins her out. Then after she wins, Heather's all pissed off and cratchety because
she cheated.
Yeah, they think Virginia cheated because last thing she won, she bought one of Gordon Ramsay's cookbooks.
Oh.
And they think supposedly, that the recipe is in there.
Yeah, they think the recipe that he made was in there.
Is it?
I don't know. No, nobody
it was
knows.
Never...
It was never
revealed.
Yeah, it was
never brought up.
So she's like the guy on Project Runway last week who had the book.
He had design books.
Well, Gordon Ramsay signed this book. He knows she had this book. It wasn't like it was a cheat or anything. You know, and I doubt she had any time at all to read this book.
Like, memorize it. Like, she knew that was the exact
I mean, how many recipes are in this friggin' book, and she knows exactly the one that he's going to prepare.
Well, maybe if she knew that it's his trademark thing.
But how, how do you know that that's going to be a challenge?
Yeah.
And interrupt when I'm trying to talk.
Oh, sorry.
It really comes down to your palate, and I think she just has a better palate because...
It's very comfortable. I mean, they sleep on the floor in the show.
There are very distinct flavors in the dish, like white beans and grapefruit, and those were the two things that she got right that the others didn't.
Right.
And so maybe she has a better palate. Maybe she doesn't. Maybe she cheated. Yeah. Who knows?
Okay.
Yeah. But... she won the reward, and she got, and she's one of the, you know, last three or whatever. They're all pissed off about it, and it comes time to do your service, and the service went pretty well, and they each commanded the kitchen, and then in the end, Keith got kind of uppity during his service, and...
this is what happens.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that Virginia is a better leader than me? I've been leading the whole thing, even when, whatever station I was on, I was leading the line throughout whatever team I was on the whole time with people that didn't even know anything.
I personally don't think you're ready to lead.
I personally think that you have for Virginia.
Whoa!
Part on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why'd you have to be so rude?
Because you're rude to me all the time.
Look at me all the time. It's a big baby and I look like sloth.
Why do you have to be so rude? Because you're rude to me all the time. It shows he's really mature enough to handle a kitchen, doesn't it?
He's a true leader there.
And when you watch him, man, his head is always bobbling to the side. He never looks at anybody.
He doesn't have a lot of confidence there.
See, what they don't realize, it, and I've seen in watching all Gordon Ramsay shows from the UK, there can't be more than one attitude in the kitchen. There has to be the leader, and there has to be everyone else that does what the leader says. You can't do that. If Keith is going to be working for him or running his own kitchen, he's just not a leader. He can't do that. He's got too much attitude and too much... he thinks he's too good.
Right.
You need to be humble. You need to cooperate and work with people and be able to teach them, and he doesn't have that.
Oh, this feels so good to itch.
Do you think that Heather has a chance to win, or is Virginia going to run away with it?
I think Heather definitely
If she's
going to
be running the kitchen, probably Virginia has a better chance of running the kitchen.
Let me ask you this. I've only seen brief parts of this show. Whenever I see it, I hate that face Heather makes while she's concentrating and working. She makes this look with her lips, and she's like working real hard, and her face is all red. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, she gets all flushed and sweaty, flustered. And she like she has gets this pouty
as,
look.
Yeah, she gets just as flustered as Virginia does.
Why does she have to
Virginia
make that
Virginia has
face,
large breasts, and that's easy to figure.
Because that's how I rock them.
I'll miss you, K-Grease. Now, guys, this week
he
on...
He rocks them right out the exit door.
Yeah.
Well, you'll see him one more time, I'm sure.
Yeah. Now, this week on Who Wants to Be a Superhero, we found out that a supervillain was going to arrive. Here's what happened when the Dark Enforcers showed up. Everyone was very surprised.
Almost
to the point it seems like they maybe rehearsed this. But they only rehearsed it once because their acting was really bad.
Or they're just bad actors.
Morning, true believers. Every superhero has a supervillain. In some ways, the supervillain is almost as important as the superhero himself.
In fact, sometimes it seems that the supervillain.
Good, they got the mic closer to his mouth. The
For example,
Stan, could
Batman
you speak
has
up?
The Joker, Spider-Man has the Green Goblin.
Yes.
However, there is one additional supervillain who might just be the greatest menace of all.
Uh-oh.
Because he is someone who's threatening all of you, and it's right here and right now.
Yes, and he has a mask that looks like it's made out of sheet metal.
Whoa, the superstructure of the...
He has one of those Alibaba masks, too. Knocking bowls over.
The candy bowl.
I'm kind of scared, you guys. I like how they're all acting scared, like, oh, is he here? Oh, dear.
I like how Monkey Woman grabs that bamboo stick and goes into, like, a posture of attack.
Yeah, like her action pose. She's ready to leap.
Mr. Supervillain, what do you think makes a good arch nemesis?
Roids!
Steroids.
This guy has been shot by other people.
B.O.
Everyone's favorite punching bag. Maybe it's a guy who everyone claims uses steroids.
No, it can't be.
No,
it can't
be.
Dark Enforcer.
What is this?
Oh my god!
None of you deserve to be on this show. And I'm taking every one of you out.
Oh,
right
dear.
Here. Right here.
Right here.
You're
in my
joke.
Vinyl chest.
I don't like any of you.
What?
That's not true.
Man, that was hella funny. No. I don't know what you're talking
Shut
about.
Up.
So, like, he's
well,
he's still living in South Park 10 years
side,
ago. Hella funny.
Me. The game starts tonight.
Oh, dear.
I suggest you all watch your back.
This show just took it up a notch.
Yeah, and the challenge was really intense. The people had to put their heads in his pits and see how long they could last.
Now, what happens? Now, how ridiculous was this task when they first did it? I want everyone to go to lunch and order a superhero's meal. It's like, okay, well, that sounds easy enough. But, of course, he tricks them every week. It's not really about that. He's so sneaky. Now, what happens is he really wants to see if they reveal their true identities. All good superheroes, they have a
secret identity.
Yeah, but they don't reveal it to anyone for any reason. Let's see what happens.
Well, as a human, I'm Cece.
Cece, as a human, I'm Chris.
Nice to meet
nice
you.
To meet you.
Oh. Right, so I gotta ask, what's up with this costume? Is it a reality show?
Very silent yes there.
This really was an eye-opener for me. Sadly, today, I was a wiener, not a winner.
It's nice to meet you, Monkey Woman, a.k.a. Mary.
Oh, Mary, okay.
Yeah.
Whoa, she gave it up right away.
Well, is this for, like, a reality
Voluntarily.
Show? Okay. Well, I was thinking about trying to get into acting, maybe, and I didn't know how the whole show works. Well, where would I look for something like that if I was starting?
There's three really good websites. Do you want me to write them down for you?
Would you mind? That'd be great.
Yes, and while you're at it, my underwear does have a vacancy sign on it.
That sounds so cool.
Yeah.
It's so
wow, is that a banana
really
in your pants?
I was trying to help that waiter, but all I was doing was giving away valuable information.
Not a very good superhero.
Yeah, I am so screwed. I gave up my true identity. I have a new name. Major Dumbass.
Good luck, superheroes.
This challenge was about commitment and sincerity. I wanted to find out which of you was really committed to your superhero persona. And
or who needs to be committed.
Easily swayed. I was really shocked by the results. The number one rule of being a superhero is you never divulge your true identity. Look at Clark Kent or Peter Parker. How many times have they been tempted to
reveal? You know, she did just say Mary. She didn't say her last name.
Unlike what happened with most of you, it would have taken a lot more than a little flirtation for them to reveal.
Maybe her name isn't even Mary.
Monkey Woman.
Yes.
Front and center.
All right.
Maybe Monkey Woman is her true identity.
Yeah.
When you got to the restaurant, you not only gave the waiter your real name, but you were the only one who gave it up without even being asked. But what really troubles me, you
She's
recommended
easy.
Websites for acting auditions. How did you know about such websites?
Because I, too, am an actress.
Perhaps the thing that upsets me the most is your saying that you're an actress. I said from day one that all of you had to be here for the right reason. At the audition, you told me that you were a real estate investor.
Uh-oh.
I was acting!
Today the truth came out, and I couldn't be more disappointed. Being a superhero shouldn't be a shortcut to an acting job. It's a way of life. Monkey Woman, turn in your costume.
What I love there is after she turns in her costume, she does a little cartwheel as she leaves.
Yeah.
It's like, you can come out of character now because we know you're just acting.
She's a terrific actress. I see big things for her.
What really disappoints me, Monkey Woman, is that you're a professional actress. Am I getting that right here? you got to be kidding me.
You mean you're not an amateur?
You're about on the level as Iron Enforcer here. Huh? Does a double take again? Now, that wasn't the end of it. They had to do a task where they walk across a plank to another building to save a woman.
Yes, it was Fear Factor time in the episode.
My favorite part is they have the actress yelling, like, help, help! And Major Victory goes, we'll be right with you, ma'am! But, of course, you know, I thought they were going to hook them up to harnesses and stuff, and they'd walk across, and they walk across blindfolded.
Yeah, make it realistic, at least.
But,
please.
No, they make them think they're just going to walk across with this safety line. All they have is a rope to hold on to guide them, right? But they tricked them. It's actually a plank just on the roof, and they're not walking across anything. They have a fan blowing
on. On top of a blue tarp.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they all think they did something great. And they did it. They all were just walking across a plank on level, you know, an area.
I swear, one of the times where they were going across and somebody tripped up, I think it was Lumeria, her foot hit the tarp. She would have been off of that.
Yeah.
And I think at that point she realized something was up.
Yeah, and I love Fat Mama goes, hey, take a bite of this donut, girl. And she takes a bite and then they go across.
Jesus.
So that's not what the task was. Then Stan Lee, he wants them each to say which superhero they think should go, and then he'll judge it on that. But this task is really about self-sacrifice. He doesn't want you to really talk bad about someone. He wants you to put yourself up there. And
which
that's
just about the most obvious thing in the world.
And Creature goes up there and she goes, guys, you guys are all great superheroes. Vote me off. And then Major Victory goes, I love all you guys. You guys are great. Vote me off. And everyone's like, oh, it's a big love fest. But then Tyveculus goes up there and he goes, actually, I think Lemuria should go. And she's like, huh? Like, everyone's like laughing and having a good time. And then she's like, what?
And it was such bull. He was going on about how she thought she would die and how she was afraid that she would die. And he's like, you should not be afraid to die.
What he said was, you knew that you were in danger, but you did it anyway. You should know your limitations. You should
know your limitations.
Yeah, I think Clint Eastwood said
he
that.
He was embodying Clint Eastwood.
Yeah. So what happens is each person goes up there, and then finally it's Fat Mama, and she goes, well, I just think everybody's great. And he's like, no, Fat Mama, I need you to tell me who you would vote off. And she's like, well, I think feedback. Get feedback off of there. He takes this way too seriously.
Feedback, you're a punk.
Remember, she says, I think he's going to hurt himself.
Yeah, that was great.
And I do, too. The guy takes everything way too seriously. Even when they're all talking stuff, you see him standing in the back, kind of like posing still. And he's got this very intense look on his face.
He seriously thinks he can shoot lightning out of his hand or something.
I think so.
He's lightning like, bolt. Lightning
at,
bolt.
What I love, at the beginning of the show, they show them all cleaning and stuff, and he's like doing jump kicks in the air, and he kicks the
string on the ceiling fan.
The ceiling fan. He goes, and gets all.
He was channeling his roundhouse kick Chuck Norrisness.
So what happens is he brings up Fat Mama and Tyveculus, and he ends up kicking off Tyveculus. By the source of light, he's gone.
Oh, by the source of light, I've been shit-canned.
And all of a sudden,
and I will not be brought back as an evil villain.
He starts to walk away, and I love it. Major Victor goes, hey, bro, man, I'm not letting you go without giving you a hug or whatever. And he gives him a hug, and everyone's like,
oh, that was so fake. It was hilarious.
And I love later on afterwards, they're all talking, and Fat Mama, she's like, I thought this was all just for fun, but now I'm going to do this for Tyveculus. You know, she's like, uh-oh, Fat Mama's taking up a notch. She's going to take them all down. So what's crazy about this is they have these arguments. Now, earlier in the show, Lemuria had an argument with Fat Mama. You saw this, right, Steven? I couldn't tell what they were arguing about. It
but
looked like
Lemuria, did you hear what she said? To kiss her natural brown ass?
Yeah, but here's
like,
Here's the deal about the scene. It didn't look like they were talking to each other. It looked like they took two conversations and edited them together.
Right.
I have a feeling they did, because I was completely confused.
Yeah, if you watch that again, it makes no sense that they're arguing. She's saying, I'll invite y'all over for barbecue at my house. I don't care. I'm going to be the winner. And she's like, I'm going to be the winner. And then it's like, what? I don't understand that. And even at the end, Lemuria and Fat Mama, she's like, I think you were just saying what he wanted to hear. Obviously, that's what everyone was supposed to say. That's how you pass the task or whatever. Okay, is all of the show scripted or is some of it?
I had have to say about 75% of it.
Yeah, and badly acted.
Yeah, it's mostly scripted except for the little stunts.
Yeah, I really want Major Victory to win. He cracks me up. He's hella funny.
Man, I was hella funny. No. I don't know what you're talking
Shut
about.
Shut up!
I went Major dumbass.
Now, that was another thing. I thought the Dark Enforcer stuff was going to be funny, but it was bad. It was, like, so over the top. They had nothing for him to do, really.
Hey, Boff.
It was
hey,
even Boff. Worse that he had his own little monitor next to Stanley's.
Yeah, it was just so much smaller.
If Stanley is the boss, that means he's the head evil dude.
Yeah, it's like, wait a second. The supervillain's working for Stan. No, I can't wait to see what happens next week. I think this show is ridiculous, but I still think it's a lot of fun. Now, guys, this week Entourage, they had a special guest, Seth Green, and they went to Las Vegas. And I thought it was great. They made Seth Green, basically he's an a-hole, right?
Yes. Yeah.
They went there because Turtle set Vince up in some kind of beauty contest. He had to judge.
Yeah, judges.
And it turns out to be, what, a bunch of strippers. A bunch of strippers and stuff, and they end up bringing along Ari. Of course, they proceed. Vince proceeds.
Seth Green is also a judge.
Yeah. But how much money does Vince lose gambling? He goes halves with Ari. Like,
well, he was down to $300,000.
Like,
at
I
one
think
point,
to be a judge, he was going to get like $100,000.
Yeah, and he lost that like in 2 hours.
Yeah.
And $100,000 on top of that.
Right. So
$200,000 on top of that. He goes, well, actually, I'm only down $150,000 because you're in for half, Ari.
He's like, what?
Then Ari's in a total panic and he thinks he can win it all back and he ends up losing more.
Yeah, there he's down like, you know, $500,000 or something.
Man, it was a disaster. Yeah.
That's then Vince ends up playing, what, like four hands at the same time and wins back all of it and more?
Yeah, yeah. All because the ball-headed dude at the end, you know, plays when he shouldn't.
Yeah.
He splits two kings.
Also, they have the whole drama thing where he's going to get a massage from Ken. Was it? Ken, his favorite masseuse. And I love how it starts to get really creepy, how he keeps... Oh, Kenny, you got magic fingers, buddy. He's like,
what are you
doing
for the rest
California
of the day?
Almonds.
Yeah, he gives him some almonds. To cut it short, as Ken starts to get a weird vibe on him, he goes, man, my neck's really bothering me. Can we go back? And
Or he gets jealous when he's massaging the girl at the park.
Yeah, he's like, no, you're on my dime, man. We're going back to my room or whatever. Ken's like, okay, and he takes all his clothes off and hops in bed. And I was like, what are you doing? He goes, I figured you wanted to do this. You've been giving me compliments all night, and I didn't want to disappoint you. He's like, I love drama's reaction. He just goes, whoa, and just takes off and leaves. But the funny thing is Seth Green keeps talking to Eric about Sloan. He's like, hey, how's Sloan
Did
doing?
Did you tell her yo?
Tell her I said what up.
What up?
So he's like, what the hell is he talking about? Why does he keep saying that? And even they bump into him again. He goes, hey, did you tell Sloan what up? Tell her I said what up? And his irritating buddy
just
goes.
It's been like 30 minutes.
Yeah,
you know?
His irritating buddy's even like, you better tell her what up, okay? And he's like, who the hell are these jackasses? He goes, they're all retarded.
Yeah.
And I love he calls up Sloan, and Sloan says that basically, what did they go to, some kind of camp or something?
Yeah, like, and Seth Green was like...
Acting camp or something.
was trailing her the whole time.
He was totally obsessed with her. So they bump into him again at the big beauty contest, and this is what happens.
Looks like they started already.
Nah, it's just a pre-show.
Well, now that we're up for 100 grand, we should have a post-show up in the suite. What do you say, Turtle?
I already ordered 4 bottles of Cristal and 400 chocolate-covered strawberries.
Nice.
Does money won feel better than money earned, or are my nuts?
You're nuts.
Oh, it's the We Don't Drink Jaeger crew. What up, B?
Fucking guy, man.
Hey, did you tell Sloan I said what up again?
Nah, Seth, I think one time was all she needed.
What's that mean?
It means she said you used to be obsessed with her. I don't think she needs to feel like you're still obsessed with her.
She said I was obsessed with her?
Yeah, sorry to say.
No, that's all right. No apologies necessary. I mean, in reality, it's more like
she was obsessed with this.
Hey, you know what? Keep fucking dreaming, Seth. Keep dreaming.
Oh, you're right. I must have been dreaming about how I blasted her in the face like a Jackson Pollock.
Oh, man.
You got a problem?
No, but I did.
Uh-oh.
This ought to be good for your image, Vince.
So, Vince isn't fighting. What's it got to do with Vince?
So this it ends in a big fight. So we'll see what happens next.
But what's funny about the fight is drama starts it. He gets there, and the moment
his masculinity has been challenged. So he's the first one
him in the face.
He's just ready to start kicking some ass because he's just been offered gay sex. He's so obsessed. He's like, let's beat some ass.
I think he just wanted to fight no matter what, even if nothing was going on.
He just wanted to start hitting people. It was hilarious.
I'll show you gay sex.
I really wanted it, but
that was so great. I can't wait to see what happens next week. Now, Bill. Big Brother All-Stars, let me just say this before you cut me off. Okay?
Do we really have to disaster?
This week,
I've been watching it.
This week on Big Brother All-Stars, it kind of got scary. It's like the place was haunted. They started seeing faces in the mirrors. Let's check it out, because Janelle, she got really scared at this.
Oh.
What?
Stop lying,
Janelle. Orange face. I told you, orange. Are you kidding me?
No,
are you
crazy?
Whoa.
Ah!
Where is it?
I saw it in the reflection of the mirror.
It's gonna bend.
Oh my God.
Now, what was stupid about this is they had former house guests from previous seasons standing behind the mirrors with red flashlights so you could see their face.
Oh, my God, it's gay Bunky.
Yeah, and Bunky, the gay Bunky guy, was standing in the bathroom mirror, and that guy, Boogie's like, oh! And you even see on the footage, he shoves Erica out of the way, like into the wall to get away. It's like, gay man in mirror, gotta get out of here.
They're looking at me.
It was so stupid.
It's bordering on complete desperation at this point.
I know, because
it's embarrassing.
They voted out Kacer, who's the only guy who wouldn't lie in the... They had to get him out of the way. This guy's not going to lie. We can't do anything with this guy. We got to get him out of here. So when he's being there interviewed with Julie Chen, she's like, James is in an alliance against you. And you could just see his heart crushed like,
yeah,
damn it, I'm not good at this game. I don't, you know, I'm just not good. This isn't cut out for me. Sorry. Yeah. And he's just like, the wind was taken out of his sails. So
the best thing they can do to repair this show is take it away from that Arnold Shapiro idiot and give it back to Endemol and make it so that we vote, just like all the other Big Brothers around the world. Bring the people in, you know.
Basically,
and then,
people have to entertain to stay in the house.
Yeah.
If they're boring, they get out.
Yeah. All this house head of household veto crap. Come on. I'm so sick and tired of it.
Yeah. It's just like each week I'll talk about it. I'll find something to talk about. But, you know,
I'm
sorry, but who wants to be a superhero is more entertaining to me, man.
They should have cameras in that house.
They need
non-stop
feeds in the superhero hideout. Yeah. I'd be watching that all the time. Like, oh, that Major Victory, he's eating a sandwich in the middle of the night in Lemuria.
you want to see if they're actually doing in character all the time?
Yeah, that would be great.
That would be great.
I can't wait to
see
next
posing
week on that.
Making a sandwich, you know. It's like the big knife out cutting a sandwich in half.
They have to do something at a prison next week. I can't wait to see that.
That looked funny. The best thing about Big Brother this season is actually the person I hated the most, and that's Will. If you watch the live feeds at all, he is constantly bashing the producers and the quality of the show.
Yeah.
It is just hilarious.
I can't believe how good he is at this game and how well he can stay off the radar just by, you know...
Yeah.
Just by saying, hey, get me out of here, I don't want to be here, they're like, okay, I'm not going to bother with him.
He's playing all of them, and I would not doubt that he ends up winning again this
season.
That's
what I think is so funny, is everyone thinks they have it figured out. Like, James is like, we're in the real alliance with Boogie and Will. And he's like, dude, they're not in any alliance with you, man, idiot.
They'll stab you in the back and turn.
Yeah, well, another thing that I think is stupid is I don't know why everyone falls for the... Everyone needs to go after Janelle. She's the strongest player in the game. Why don't you team up with her instead of making her hate you, you know? Because even what happened this week is Erica won the HOH, but something went wrong with the buttons. Even Howie, if you see on the live show, he's like, I hit the button. And they're like, sorry, Howie. But what ended up happening after the live show, what ended up happening is the buzzers weren't working properly, so they did the HOH over again. They're like, Erica, sorry, you're not the HOH.
Really?
Yeah, and they did it over, and Janelle won. And Erica's like, what the hell? So everyone's like, this show is rigged. How did Janelle win it? Or whatever. So they're going to show tonight. Or no, tomorrow night, on Sunday night. On Sunday night, they show that Janelle wins it. And apparently, I mean, all these... Is the show real? Is it as real as Who Wants to Be a Superhero, Bill? Or...
No, I think Who Wants to Be a Superhero is less scripted than this thing.
So we'll see what...
people in there with outfits screaming, by the source of light!
All right, we'll check out Big Brother next week.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Want to get hosting for your podcast? Wait, let me rephrase that. Want to get hosting for your podcast without paying a bandwidth bill? Then make the switch to SwitchPod.com. Take a look at SwitchPod's free podcast hosting, free to you and a small ad in your feed. Or you can get a premium ad-free account for as little as $3 a month. You're happy? We're happy. Switch it over and switch it on. SwitchPod.com. Podcast hosting the way it should be.
Let's do the news.
I've been missing out.
Well, that's okay, Brittany, because Vanessa's going to let us know what we've been missing out on.
That's right. In Charleston, West Virginia, sometimes when nature calls, there's no time to delay. But a Kentucky man sure picked the wrong spot for a pit stop. Michael Ray Hunter, 37, found out Wednesday night that the parking lot of the West Virginia State Police Headquarters in South Charleston isn't the right spot. Trooper Crane just happened to be walking nearby as Hunter was relieving himself alongside the building. As Crane approached, he smelled alcohol. That discovery led Crane to the truck where Hunter's friend, James Allen Richardson, was checking phone messages.
I love when they have three names.
Major Dumbass.
Like a bomber or something. Like a serial killer usually
no,
has
like
that.
Like a hillbilly. Billy yeah. Ray Cyrus.
Billy Joe Jim Bob.
Yeah.
During a search of the pickup, Crane and another trooper found a marijuana pipe and pills for which Richardson had no prescription.
Oh.
Both men were arrested for public intoxication. Hunter also is in charge with indecent exposure, and Richardson is charged
what,
with his...
Fred Dreyer, what, this is what he's been doing? Man.
No, no.
He really needs D.D. McCall to help him out with this problem.
Yeah. All right. Lindsay Lohan has reached another important milestone in her, I put this in quotes, celebrity career. Her first alleged stalker.
Oh, dear.
The 20-year-old actress has reportedly been receiving some unwelcome attention from a man who's been sending her letters asking to meet her and signing them with his name and phone number.
Pleasuring himself.
The same man also...
Damn it, Mike Cooper.
Also reached out to Lohan by sending her flowers on the set of her upcoming movie, Georgia Rule, according to TMZ.com, which concerns
security. I've got an issue here. I've got an issue.
Which concerns security enough to post a memo on the gate reading, one of our actresses has a stalker. A source close to Lohan told the website that her security guards are looking into the matter and trying to contact the man, which, considering he helpfully provided his contact information, shouldn't be too much of a challenge. So far, the Lohan team hasn't sought a restraining order against her admirer.
Is someone really a stalker if you provide your information?
What is the Lohan action team?
Yeah, they call them Team Lohan.
Awesome.
Yeah, I guess...
Can we get security?
What is it in the law? Is it just unwanted, I guess, unwanted contact or something? Is that
It's harassment? Basically like if Eugene were to be showing up at your house a lot.
Then wouldn't he just be
and you would feel threat if you have to if you feel threatened by it.
Damn it!
Right.
Like if you listened to your voicemail and it was stuff like this.
Constant rubbing against my manhood.
You know, that would get pretty scary and you'd eventually call the cops.
Or a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
In real life, you probably don't want to be friends with a guy who once stole a car from a one-legged girl and faked his death in order to break up with someone.
Sounds like a party.
But virtual social networking is another story. NBC and 20th Century Fox TV announced Thursday that they have partnered with MySpace.com for a contest that will turn three regular folks into bona fide friends of Earl, the charmingly apologetic redneck bad boy played by Jason Lee on My Name is Earl.
Do you have to be a psychologist?
Yes, Brittany, Jesus.
Beginning August 10th, MySpace members can submit their photos via a My Name is Earl profile page with three pictures ultimately being chosen to appear under the heading Friends of Earl. At the
I hope Brittany enters that.
She can win.
Yeah.
She'd be Friends of Joy, actually, there.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the end of every episode this past season, production credits concluded with a section called Amigos de Garcia, referring to the name of series creator Greg Garcia's production company and featuring Greg's own buddies. Every friend's picture I put at the end of the show has, in one way or another, helped me get to where I am today, Garcia said in a statement. That's why I was excited about the idea of putting three My Name is Earl fans in my logo, because without the fans, we're nothing.
Oh, this feels so good to itch.
So if you want to have your picture on the end of the show, go to MySpace.com and it's already started.
Yeah, I've seen that. At the end of every episode, it has someone wearing a sombrero, right?
Yeah.
The production company, so that's what it is, essentially.
I want to see Elrond with a sombrero.
I want to see Xenu in a sombrero.
Nice.
Yeah. Xenu's my homeboy.
Shut up.
Rio de Janeiro, a Brazilian man died Tuesday when he tried to open what police believe was a rocket-propelled grenade with a sledgehammer in a mechanic on the outskirts of Rio de Janeiro. Another man who was in the workshop at the time of the explosion.
I smell a Darwin Award.
Another man who was in the workshop at the time of the explosion was rushed to his hospital with severe burns. The workshop has been destroyed, and several cars parked outside caught on fire.
Wow. Hey, what's this? It looks like some kind of bomb. Let me get a hammer and hit it.
You know what that reminds me of? Joe Dirt, whenever he finds the atomic bomb.
Yeah. Clink, clink, clink.
That was creepy. All right, police found several unexploded.
Okay, thank you.
All right, police found several unexploded Army-issue rocket-propelled grenades in the workshop. They believe the ammunition had been brought there by scavengers wanting to sell them as scrap metal, but they are also investigating a possible link to heavily armed drug gangs who often raid military bases. So yes, I think this guy wins Darwin Awards. All right.
Genius.
In Detroit, police subdued a man with a taser gun after he tried to attack an officer with a tomahawk. Jeffrey Moore.
He busted out the old-time weapons.
Jeffrey Moore, 37, was immediately dropped to the ground before he could harm the officer when two jolts of electricity passed through his body. Somebody's life was saved because of the taser, and it was probably the defendant's. The incident began at 11:35 p.m. Thursday when Moore was pulled over for a routine traffic violation 93 miles southwest of Albany. Moore got out of the car holding what looked like a hatchet, refused to drop it, and began swinging it as he approached the officer. The officer asked Moore what he was doing with the hatchet, and he replied that he was having a really bad day and someone else was about to also.
Shut up! Just shut up!
Officers declined to release the name of the officer who used the taser. I don't know why. Moore was examined by medical personnel on the scene, but was not hospitalized. He faces multiple charges, including attempted second-degree aggressive assault on a police officer, which is a felony. And he's also charged with a second-degree menacing and fourth-degree criminal possession of a weapon, both misdemeanors.
I'm having a really bad day, and some trees need to be cut down.
Well, in case you're wondering, you know, when you go to the airport, you go to the checkpoint, they take your nail clippers and scissors and those really deadly cuticle clippers. Well, a man-sized artificial palm tree and sausage grinder have shared space in a state government warehouse with piles of Swiss Army knives and chainsaws. Just a few of the things travelers have had to give up at airport security checkpoints.
Oh, man.
A sausage grinder. You can't take my sausage grinder.
A chainsaw.
This could be used as a weapon, sir.
Police turns...
I'm going to grind that cockpit door down.
Pennsylvania turns a small profit by disposing of these cast-off items, which it accepts from security contractors at 12 airports in 5 states by selling them to the highest bidders at online auction site eBay. Most of the contraband merchandise are knives, nail clippers, and cuticle scissors that were forbidden as carry-on items following
the terrorist
attack.
Yeah, I'd really want to buy those. Use cuticle scissors.
When does this thing start?
But there's also wiffle bats, frosting-encrusted wedding cake servers, sex toys, and a couple of chainsaws. Who would want to buy someone else's sex toys?
I'm going to whack door down with my giant...
It's like, ew. Yeah, I don't care how much you disinfect that.
We ran it through the dishwasher. It's fine.
The autoclave. They're talking about they even have a box. I mean, just boxes of blenders that people always try to take blenders with them to the South American countries. I guess for pina coladas. I don't know.
They can't go down there and buy one down there and just.
I'm on my way to Mexico and I've brought my own blender.
This is my favorite blender. I can't leave it at home.
Well, yeah, and they even actually confiscate squirt guns. I don't get that.
Because you can put bleach and blind somebody.
Bitch.
You squirt the pilot in the eyes,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, you could. It could be used as a weapon. Really, you could throw a flying elbow at somebody.
Yeah, I mean, they should have all elbows on airplanes.
All right, 90% of the stuff we'll sell. Knives auctioned by the lot sell the fastest. 10 pounds of assorted pocket knives, for example, recently attracted 9 bids and sold for $42.
So that's where they get all the knives they sell and shop at home now.
Medic.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's where they go to the gun shows and sell all those knives now on a table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they actually have been selling a lot of baseball bats, you know, because people try to take them. They've been goalie masks people had around the Stanley Cup playoffs, like hockey sticks, pucks.
What?
Have people not heard of just putting your baggage, you know, checking your
baggage? Check your freaking hockey stick in the baggage, all right?
I know!
Blender.
Well, it's talking about how people get really ticked off because they'll have, like, an autographed... like hockey stick, and they're like, hey, you can't take that from me, that kind of thing. It's like, what were you thinking?
Guess what? Take it to FedEx and FedEx it to your house.
Exactly.
Before you go anywhere, you know?
Thank you, Steven.
People are so stupid.
Right, thank you, David.
Steven's so much smarter than anyone.
But they also confiscate flashlights.
Oh, hey, Steven.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, they confiscate flashlights, ropes.
No, not my mag light.
Well, Maglite, they can club you with one of those.
You could club someone with a suitcase, though. I mean, your shoe. That's what I'm saying. Where do they draw the line?
You can't. You've got to keep our... this is about keeping our country safe.
The future of flight is to get on an airplane, you'll be put in a straitjacket and strapped to the sea.
Yeah.
Vanessa, give me the gun. I know you don't want to hurt anybody else.
Sure I do.
Why don't they just separate the cockpit from everything else?
They ought to have a plane that actually drags like a trailer, and everyone's in the trailer. It's like a cord holding it on, hanging on to stuff. It'd be awesome.
Roll bounce. I'm just wondering when they're going. What line do they draw? I mean, like, have you ever seen the signs where they have like you can't bring on? I can understand like a Bushido blade and nunchucks, but they. Nail clippers? That's ridiculous.
I don't know. I got when I was flying, I got confiscated a quarter inch open-end wrench. Quarter inch. What am I going to...
You could make the wings fall off. You could unscrew
them. This thing is, you know, 4 inches long. I was just
What's
like,
your point,
we got to take this from you.
The basic summary is we don't know what the hell's going on.
Not being used to my ability.
Exactly, Steven.
It's like they're taking things just to take them, I think. They just want to take them.
You know what? Maybe the guy is like, dude, I've been looking for one of these wrenches. Sorry, I'm going to have to confiscate this.
The guy goes, do you want to put this in a bag and mail it to yourself? I'm like, no, it's like a buck and a half. I'll go buy a new one.
At some point,
they're
going to go,
need...
are you a virgin? Oh, we're going to have to take that too.
Why do they need, okay.
Bend over.
What is the purpose of taking someone's vibrator?
To embarrass them.
Exactly. How is that threatening?
Well, the only thing I can say about that is it's battery operated. It could have explosives in it and, you know.
I'm going to torture you with pleasure.
I'm going to.
All right, Vanessa, what else you got?
That's all I've got.
Well, thank you, Vanessa. Thank you very much for doing the news this week. What do you guys think, man? Wasn't that awesome?
Yes, thank you.
Terrific.
Please tip your waiters and waitresses.
All right, Bill, you ready to do some cold news?
Yes.
All right, Bill, cold news. What do we got this week?
All right, let's mix it up a little bit. We're going to start with cult films. Everyone remembers the magnificently horrible Xanadu with Olivia Newton-John. Well, the time has come to do a roller disco extravaganza in New York on Broadway.
Oh, thank you, finally.
Huh? Huh, really?
Yes, Brittany, God.
What is going to send this one over the edge is it's got Jane Krakowski and Ben Vereen. Ben Vereen.
That's like a new movie and stuff.
They're not in it yet. They're being considered for the lead roles in the off-Broadway movie.
Have you ever seen Back to the Future? Is that possible? To time travel speed?
No.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I'm sorry. Why'd you ask then?
Time traveling and speed? Yes, 88 miles per hour.
You gotta have a flux capacitor, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this new project is going to feature the music from Electric Light Orchestra.
Yes!
And, Xanadu!
Yeah, Xanadu.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, Vanessa. Hello!
Wow.
Sorry, major, flashback.
Oh my God, you just traveled in a pocket of time with Brittany, haven't you?
She just realized that Gene Kelly's dead.
Huh?
No, so...
Another little cult news item. I would have to consider the 1978 film The Boys from Brazil a cult film, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yes, definitely.
I've never seen
it. I'm not Lawrence a big fan of it or anything.
No, neither am I. Laurence Olivier, Gregory Peck, the thing about Nazi Germany's.
I put it on when I'm trying to, and I can't fall asleep.
Yeah, well, here's what makes this story so important. Brett Ratner.
Yes.
Feels that it needs to be remade.
The Brett Ratner, not some of other Brett
Ratner. X-Men 3 Brett Ratner.
Yeah.
So once he finishes Rush Hour 3, he's going to get started on Boys from Brazil because it's such a brilliant film that needs to be remade.
I'm going to kick you
updated.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Oh my goodness, his voice.
Yeah, and just try to sit through Fifth Element a few times.
What the hell did you just say?
Ruby Rod!
The evangelicals are predicting Armageddon.
Nice.
The Rapture Index, a popular evangelical Christian website...
It must be true.
It calculates a global rise in natural disasters, war, inflation, you know, all that good stuff. The index below 85 signifies a week of slow prophetic activity. Anything above 145 signals the apocalypse is near. So this week, it's hitting 158, so that means shit's going down, yo.
Wait, what is it? They have like a graph or something?
An apocalyptic barometer, if you will.
Yeah.
Wow, where do you get one of those?
Well, I guess you kind of pull it out of your ass.
Oh, I got
it's
you.
It's homemade. I'll make you one.
A quote from Jack Heintz, a South Florida businessman and president of the Christian group Peace for Israel, says, "We believe 100% what the scripture has to say about this." Oh, well, that's good.
It's in the Bible.
There's going to be a total battle, the Battle of Armageddon, and I believe that it's very close to happening. These Armageddon wackos freak me out, man.
You know, the thing okay, can we just go back and document every other time these people have predicted Armageddon, like, say, Y2K and...
1978, I think was one.
Let's think about when. Why 1978?
When the gas crisis happened over OPEC, like, and all that stuff.
It's in the Bible. If you look at it closely, I mean, what I love is the Nostradamus people. I see a great eagle and bear joining forces to combat the great evil of the world. And
it's like, Nostradamus was an ancestor of John Edwards. They're both full of shit. Armageddon stuff is, I've said many times on the show that I consider myself a Christian. I am. But who knows when the end of the world's coming? And
It's not coming.
Live your life. Live your life every day.
We get more people to join our 200,000-strong church ministries with our TV station built in? The world's going to end. They'll come in droves.
Yeah, and you know what's the problem with that is it's fear-mongering, and you don't, when people join because they're afraid, they don't truly believe anything.
Poor little guys.
Yeah.
So it's really screwed up, and the stuff that's going on over in the Middle East, it's scary,
You sound like Kermit the Frog when you said it.
It's scary.
You guys want to know something that's sad right now? Our grandfather's father's father lived in a time where someone said the exact same thing. The world is ending soon. Repent. Yeah. The end is near. Hell, it's even a cliche in movies now. You always have some guy holding the billboard. The end is near.
You guys remember in the 80s there was that thing called Countdown to Armageddon by Hal Lindsey? It was like a whole book series, and everybody was freaking out about it. He said the Ruskies or the Ruskies were going to attack us and all that shit.
Right.
I mean, come on. It's every decade. Every decade somebody says, oh, this is it. It's all over.
And if the world does end, will we even have a moment to think about it? Won't we just be gone?
There will be a mushroom cloud and then vapor.
No, Yoda, that's not... Oh, wait, you're on Dagobah. You don't care.
Yeah. He's hidden safely away.
Well, Yoda, stop that!
Yoda's getting his groove on.
Well, this is what I don't understand, okay?
I feel like I've been missing out.
Okay. If people really are saying, let's say the world's going to end, that God's going to let the world end, and you believe in God... Well, wouldn't you be happy because that means you get to go to heaven? And
I knew a girl once that I really liked who was into Jesus and stuff. She was a non-denominational. The point of my story is that she once told me that she couldn't wait to die because she knew she would go to heaven with Jesus. Now, isn't it sad when it's like, you know, I don't have anything else to do in my life. I found Jesus, so I'm ready to die. Yep.
Well, I don't necessarily know if that's what she meant. I'm not afraid to die. I mean, it's just something, it's natural, and when it comes, what I believe, I hope, is what happens, you know?
Millions
it's my
of
faith
people
is...
disagree with
but,
you.
No, I understand.
Well,
I think
Hoff,
there's
the plenty
atheist.
Of people that do agree.
I think I don't fear death because I don't think I'm going to a hell or anything. The only thing that would suck about dying is the people that you love, you wouldn't get to see them anymore. Unless you take the ghostly form like Obi-Wan Kenobi and you could visit him and stuff. That would be awesome.
To become one with the Force.
How cool would it be if like you could visit someone where they were at their most vulnerable and they were going to give up and you go, now that's not the person I know, Steven. They're like, Jason, you've been dead for 10 years.
Jason, I'm sitting on the pod. Get out of here.
You know what I would do? I would go to the Big Brother house with a red flashlight and appear behind mirrors.
Yeah, me too. Or travel in time with a DeLorean.
Have you ever seen Back to the Future? Is that possible?
No, it's
time,
not.
Travel,
no.
Travel speed? Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Well, stop asking. Jesus.
Time travel speed.
Let's, I can't believe she actually believes it's possible.
Well, the what she even said, there's people gone feature and they come back and they change shit. It's like, okay. It's quite a major thought you had there. Your brain couldn't even hold it in. You know, people aren't supposed to say things like that out loud.
Major dumbass.
All right, Bill, what other cult news do you have this week?
Let's end cult news on a high note by doing a Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes, Scientology story.
Yes.
Yeah. Huh? Huh? Really?
Something good with them.
Gossip blogs and tabloids have been buzzing for weeks over when and where Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes are going to tie the knot. The rumors reached a fever pitch this past weekend when glass chandeliers and huge tents started to get erected at the Celebrity Center. Camera crews from as far away as Germany and Japan were certain that this was finally it. Circling the property and taking pictures, much to the annoyance of Sea Org security guards. All the press's efforts were to no avail, however. Instead of a wedding, the event turned out to be the 37th annual Scientology Gala.
Ah, boo!
Yeah. I want to know what goes on at this gala.
Orgy.
As for the gala, it feted 1,100 people of the highest Scientology, including
John Travolta. Hey, a thief just left her body.
Wife Kelly Preston.
You are clean.
Yes.
But sadly, no Tom
Cat. I feel much better after that.
Or Isaac Hayes. Oh, man, I wish I was there. Listen to this. Shaka Khan provided the entertainment for the assembled
family.
Oh,
hell
yeah.
That's all I want to do, Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan. Let me feel for you. Feel for you.
Shaka Khan. And Jenna Elfman was there. Leah Remini. Giovanni Ribisi. Sadly, Lisa McPherson was unable to attend because she was dead because of Scientology. And that is cult news.
Thank you very much, Bill. Thank
you.
Huh? Huh?
Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you, David.
No, that's
thank you,
Bill. Yeah, don't do that. It's creepy. That was a fantastic cult news, and I'm glad it was back this week. I don't know about you guys, but yeah.
I love the cult news.
I think it's time to do some DVDs. What do you say?
Let's do some DVDs!
DVDs.
Ow! Woo!
Let's do some DVDs! DVDs! DVDs!
Woohoo! Yeah, baby! What do you think of that, Brittany? Hey, rude!
So very rude,
young lady.
That's hot.
I feel like I've been missing out.
On life.
On a brain.
I feel like I've been unconscious for 20 years.
Women like her piss me off. I just can't stand women like her.
Yeah, DVDs for August 15th, 2006. We're going to start off with like a quattro dip.
All right.
Apocalypse Now, the complete dossier.
Wow.
Just like a new movie and stuff.
Yeah, it is.
No, that's an old movie.
Contains both 1979 and 2001 versions of the film.
Wow. That's a lot of Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, and too much, I dare say.
It should be Apocalypse Now and Apocalypse Later.
Yeah.
Boo.
Hey.
Yeah.
What the hell was that?
There's all kinds of special features on it, but I could give a shit. It's not one of my favorite movies.
No, I love the original Apocalypse Now, and what was the one called that had the 5-hour version?
The Redux.
Yeah, the Redux. I thought that was interesting, but I can't sit through that again. The original I can watch over and over again, but I can't sit through that 5-hour thing. It's really neat to watch as an experiment, but you know what's even cooler?
As an experiment.
Is that documentary on the making of it called Hearts of Darkness. That's really awesome.
That's
check
better that
than out.
The movie.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Next DVD. This
really?
Is a show,
really? Really, Ari.
This show is on Cartoon Network, Adult Swim. It's the Brack Show. If anyone remembers Space Ghost Coast to Coast,
oh yeah,
Brack would appear every once in a while, and he was kind of an idiot, and he would just, you know, talk real loud. That's kind of what Brack actually sounded like. But the show is really funny, and Zorak pops in, and it's just, it's a funny show. You might want to give it a chance, like rent it. But I might buy it, only because I find Brack hilarious.
It was always funny he'd have real-life celebrity guests on.
Yeah. This next DVD is for fans of 1980s cartoons. Galaxy
yay.
High School Volume
2. Oh, yay!
Oh, wow, awesome.
I love that show.
Yeah.
That's like a new movie and stuff.
No, this it's a cartoon, Brittany. God,
this was the show that
dumber
was...
Dumber than a sack of hammers.
This was the show that was developed by Chris Columbus, I believe.
Oh.
I barely remember it, but I remember it.
It's two exchange students from Earth go to this galactic high school in space where it's a jock dude and a nerdy book smart girl.
Yeah.
He's real popular on Earth and she's not, but when they go there, everyone is wowed by her smarts and stuff, so she's the most popular and she becomes a babe instantly. You know, loses the glasses, lets her hair down. And
yeah, I remember she had, like, blonde hair. And
yeah, and everyone thinks the jock guy is just a jerk and they don't like him. So now he has to cope with that. And there's aliens and stuff, and they're in space. It's a really cool show.
And they all have leg warmers. I remember they would have leg warmers. It's really
dated. Do you think that was like a network thing? You know, leg warmers are really hot. We need to throw leg warmers on everyone.
Yeah, it's put leg warmers on those aliens.
Yeah.
Next DVD is Hoot. This was adapted from a Carl Hiaasen novel, I believe. It's about kids that discover these burrowing owls, and they're going to destroy their home to put
that's
up condos or something.
Wow, that sounds like a horrible idea for a movie.
it's a kid movie, you know, and I think Luke Wilson and Tim Blake Nelson are in it, and... it's a kid's movie, but it's got some good performances in it, and if you have kids, it might be, hey, don't be so quick to judge. But if you have kids, they might enjoy it.
Do you think it's going to be pretty good?
I haven't seen it, but I'd be willing to watch it.
Millions of people disagree with you.
Shut up, Hoff! Jesus!
Thank you, David.
Thank you, David.
Here's a French film that I've been wanting to see called Les Enfants. Or The Child.
Have you ever seen Back to the Future? Is that possible?
No, it's
to
not.
To time
no.
travel
nope.
speed?
Not
yes,
gonna...
it is.
Okay, Jesus, stop.
This one's for Steven, because I know he loves his comedy, especially of the get-her-done variety.
Oh, hell yes.
Larry the Cable Guy, Health Inspector.
I don't know.
And a 1.5-hour long fart joke.
That's a great thing.
Yeah, so I'm sure that's horrible. This is for you Hanna-Barbera fans, Megilla Gorilla, the complete series. So I guess if you don't have...
Stop!
If you don't have Boomerang or the Cartoon Network and can't watch it and you really, really want it, you can pick it up.
When is that Snagglepuss box set coming out?
I don't know, but that's the one I want.
Oh, hell yeah.
He vanished in the skinny air.
Robin Williams fans will be delighted that RV... is coming out. RV is a film that went in theaters and out as fast
quickly
as
it came in.
That's like a new movie and stuff.
Yeah! Hot damn! Let's go see it. This one interests me just because it has the word zombie in it.
Oh!
Stars Wars Bangkok Zombie Crisis.
Whoa. Say that again?
SARS Wars Bangkok Zombie Crisis. And what's funny is it looks like one of them has a lightsaber on the front.
It's SARS, like the...
like the disease SARS.
Yeah.
SARS
like
War.
SARS has turned people into zombies.
Is it a movie or is it like a biography on
no,
the SARS
it's a movie.
Virus?
It's like on the
I think
History
it's from
Channel.
Like, it's from like Thailand or something.
I like the premise. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I just can't get over the fact that it... LucasArts has got to be suing these people.
You would
because,
think so.
Or at least Lucasfilm, because there's this guy with a lightsaber right on the front.
There's a guy fighting SARS with a lightsaber.
I definitely got to rent this. It's Asian zombies and lightsabers.
That sounds good. I really like that.
Scary Movie 4, considered the best scary movie yet. That's debatable.
Which I haven't seen.
I don't think there's been any good scary movie yet.
You can't top the third one. Jesus, what are you gonna make?
Yeah, but the second one with David Cross was really good.
Oh, Jesus. Or Chris Elliott with the little baby arm.
Hand, yeah.
Oh, man.
He's got the Radar O'Reilly hand.
Oh, man, that was bad. Radar. Nice. I like any Radar references in the show.
I mean, no, kidding. I don't know what you're talking
shut
about.
Shut up.
Steven, what are you and Foggy doing over there?
Shut up, you guys, knock it off.
Shut up.
I love how they insert their own bleeps.
Yeah, I'm just really quick with the bleep button, Bill.
That's really convenient. C-Lab 2021 Season 4 just gets more bizarre with each season, but it's hilarious. You really have to just kind of let your mind completely fall out of your head before you watch it, though.
Is it good animation?
No, it's horrible animation.
No, it's the old C-Lab, and they've just dubbed over.
Well, they haven't just dubbed over it, because I don't think that there was a lot of sex and things in the original C-Lab. I like it a lot. Okay, The Simpsons, the complete eighth season, comes out. I don't know. You know, I think I have every season so far, so I'm probably going to have to buy this. I don't know. It started getting bad around the... close to the 10th season.
Yeah, what would you guys say the heyday of Simpsons was, like season 4, 5, 6?
Yeah, around that time.
Between 3 and 7, yeah.
I mean,
there was the gold.
There was an area of time where it was just genius, you know? I'm not, and this is past Do the Bartman, definitely. That was past
that
period.
Oh, good lord. I remember whenever that CD came out, it was so embarrassing.
Remember, Who Killed Mr. Burns, Who Shot Mr. Burns? That was funny, period. Yeah. They had some good stuff in that. And then all of a sudden, like, I would have, like, you know, 5 episodes of my TiVo from this season. I'd end up deleting them, not watching them.
They're okay. They're not,
they're okay,
they're not
but
great.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
It's nothing like, oh, man, The Simpsons on. Laugh your ass off, and then it's over. And it's nothing like that. Okay, maybe Yoda liked it.
Yoda okay, next
it.
DVD.
Me and Yoda hang out and watch.
All right, so the next DVD is important. This is important because it tried to capitalize on a movie which was much beloved, and that's Blue Thunder, the complete series.
Oh, damn.
They had Dick Butkus. Wasn't he? Dana Carvey was in this
Wait
thing.
A second. They made a Blue Thunder TV show?
Yeah,
it was on, like, 1983, 84. It was just one
was like,
season.
Was
is this
yeah,
pre-Airwolf
like,
or
like,
after Airwolf?
Pre-Airwolf,
I believe.
Blue Thunder the series.
Yeah.
Yeah, it had Dana Carvey and Dick Butkus in it. Bubba Smith was in it.
Man, it sounded like a recipe for greatness.
I was thinking it was only like one or two
Dick Butkus,
seasons.
Bubba Smith, oh hell yeah. Let's get some Jamba Tusak in there.
I think James Ferrantino was the original, or was the guy in the lead of it.
What's funny, around that time of Blue Thunder, all of the shows, they started developing TV shows with helicopters. Like, people seem to want helicopters. Let's give them helicopters. Let's have
the
Riptide.
Yeah, Riptide.
Yeah,
like, people were that wild by, oh, shit, a show with a helicopter. I like Blue Thunder. I'm going to watch this show. You know,
Riptide had the best of both worlds. It had Vietnam vets, helicopters, boats, and robots.
And a stingray vet.
Recipe for success.
Yeah, I mean, if you got a robot, vets, I mean, come on.
It had 80s women
recipe
with big hair and those
success.
Bad bikinis they had back then.
Yeah.
That aren't even sexy at all.
The one with the big gold hoops on either side.
They're just really bad bathing suits.
Nice.
All right, next DVD is Double Indemnity Special Edition. It's one of my favorite movies. Billy Wilder film. With Barbara Stanwyck, Fred McMurray. It's a classic. And it's coming out from Universal in a special edition. So, 2 discs. I'm not really sure what's completely in it because it's not listed for some reason. But if you're a fan of the film, it's definitely something you want
to
pick up.
Yeah, a lot of films like that, you're just happy to get them on DVD. And, you know, they might be too old to have a lot of. Sometimes it's really cool if they add the theatrical trailer.
Yeah.
But what's worse, I don't know if you've noticed, Bill, sometimes they'll have an old film, but they're like, and a Leonard Maltin commentary. Oh, hey, I'd really want to hear what he has to say about it.
Yeah.
You know,
I like this film.
I wouldn't doubt that it's on it. You know, I mean, it's part of this Universal Legacy series. I have one other one of those. It's To Kill a Mockingbird, and it's an incredible set. Universal really goes all out with these things. So if you're a fan of the film, or if you just love Edward G. Robinson, you might want to pick it up.
I'd love a Joel Siegel commentary.
Oh, good Lord. I walked out of this film. Oh, indemnities.
It was double the indemnity I'm used to. I was out of there.
How dare people conspire? House Season 2 is on DVD. I bought the first season of this show, Sight Unseen. I watched it, and I absolutely loved it.
Great show.
The first season was great, and then it just went downhill.
Thanks for telling me that after I already ordered it.
No. I totally disagree.
What show?
House.
Oh.
It's the same thing over and over again.
No. I disagree. It's a great show. And, you know,
believe me, Bill.
This Steven. This season was... Sorry, Steven. I got you on the brain. This season was even better, Vanessa. I don't know what you're talking about.
I didn't watch any of this season only because... When I watched the first season, I ran through it. I mean, I just watched every episode.
Oh, it's great.
Back.
Yeah, I mean, you say that it's the same thing over and over again, but each episode, it's supposed to be a mystery that he solves.
I know, but it's always the same thing. It's a big mystery.
That's what the show is. That's the formula.
Don't you know that every TV show is that way?
It's Sherlock Holmes. The show is Sherlock Holmes.
I mean, it's basically a rehash of Quincy with Hugh Laurie. Yeah, I love the show. Next DVD is Kicking and Screaming, the Criterion Collection. I'm not necessarily sure if this film really deserved a Criterion collection.
Are we talking the Will Ferrell movie? Or the...
No, we're talking the Noah Baumbach film.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
with Elliot Gould, Parker Posey, okay. Who else is in it? Eric Stoltz, I think, is in it. It's an interesting film. It's not a great film, and that's why I don't really understand. You know, this is like one of those films that your indie film lover is like, oh, it's a classic. It's one of the originals. This is what really set the indie scene on fire. And quite frankly, that's all horseshit.
Does he do me that way?
But this is a mediocre film, and I don't really think it deserves the treatment it gets, but I'm sure there are people that love it. This is just
they
could
sip on their espressos and
yeah, opinions are like assholes. Everyone has one. So let's move on to the next DVD.
Hey, that's the second time somebody ripped off Clint in the show.
yeah, exactly. This film is just magnificent.
This sucks.
Wolfgang Peterson's Poseidon. If a film needed to be remade, it was the Poseidon Adventure.
That's like a new movie and stuff.
And to have
thank you, Brittany.
Kevin Dillon in it, it just sent it over the top.
Nice.
Oh, drama's in that? Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
It's an all-star cast. Richard Dreyfuss, Emmy Rossum, Jacinda Barrett, Kurt Russell, Josh Lucas, Andre Brower, who I actually
do
like.
You know what I heard? The one person they didn't cast, the one thing they didn't cast in the film was characterization.
Yeah, how about that?
It just, like, the event happens, and you don't know who the people are, and they're running around, swinging across things, gasoline's leaking.
That was what was so great about the Poseidon Adventure. It was so campy, but at least it had character development.
Yeah, you know, Gene Hackman was great in the original.
Gene Hackman kicked ass.
He was a badass.
Man, I love this Sci-Fi Channel remake.
with Adam Baldwin.
Uh-huh.
And yes. Steve Gutenberg.
Yeah.
Mahoney!
Oh, there's a cast.
You said it right there, baby.
Yes.
Mahoney, what are you doing on the Poseidon?
When are they going to put release that one on DVD?
This one's for Vanessa. I know she's been waiting for this for a long time. Silent Hill.
Yes.
Vanessa. Hits DVD on Tuesday.
I was going to watch it in the theaters. Never did. I'll check it out now.
Of course, directed by Christoph Gans and written by Roger Avery.
Retarded!
Right?
Vanessa, you haven't even seen it yet. Give it a chance. Vanessa, did you see it in the theater?
No. I don't get to go to the theater much.
From what I understand, this movie is all atmosphere and absolutely nothing else.
No substance.
But Silent Hills, it's just creepy, you know? It's...
Yeah, well, it kind of helps with a movie to have a story.
That's the thing. Sometimes people will say what it's based on, that's what it is. But in order for it to be a movie, shouldn't you make it entertaining or whatever?
Yeah.
What I heard, it's very faithful to the game, but at the same time, it's not that interesting. It's not that entertaining. It's kind of like, some people said it's the worst movie they've ever seen. Some people said it was badass. It was just like the game. So you walk in that fine line there. I think if you're going to base something off a video game, also make it entertaining. They should use Doom as the basis, I think. That movie rocked the fizzuckin' house down.
I would have to agree with that. It was an excellent film.
Actually, I've never seen it.
In fact, after I watched it, it made me feel like sitting on the couch with a cigar and a goblet of brandy.
Me too.
It was that sophisticated.
It was hella funny.
Man, that was hella funny. No. I don't know what you're talking
Shut
about.
Shut up! Second to last DVD, in true not being used in my ability fashion, Threshold, the complete series.
Oh, hell yes.
The best thing about this DVD set is the cover, and that has the diminutive Peter Dinklage forefront above in front of anyone else in his tiny stature. So his head comes up to Carla Gugino's breasts, and it's just so wrong.
What, is he riding a tricycle or
there
something?
There he is being used to his ability.
That's a great thing.
Oh, hell
could
yeah.
Could he not, if I was, you know, just enough height to come up to Carla Gugino's breast, I'd be in heaven. I can't understand why they wouldn't raise him up a little bit, maybe make him the same level as everyone else.
Yeah, I'm a historian of ass.
What would be great is if they, like...
Everybody's kneeled.
He's behind... No, he's behind everyone, and they kind of, like, Photoshop his arms where he's got his left hand on one guy's shoulder and his right hand on the other. He's right in the middle, like, yay, group shot.
His little feet dangling.
I think it would be just... It would be better... All you saw was the top of his head.
Genius.
I liked the first episode of this show, and then it just took one gigantic dump on
it. You know, I lost interest really fast, but having it on DVD and be able to, like, watch three episodes in a row and stuff, I may be able to hold my interest, you know? No, it will. Yeah.
Last DVD and the my choice of DVD of the week... Veronica Mars, the complete second season.
Ah, yes.
I love this show. I love the writing. I want to make sweet, sweet love to Kristen.
If only we could get Vanessa and Steven to watch the genius of this.
Yeah, it's a terrific show.
I try to watch it on the late night 2021 here, whatever channel it comes
no,
on.
No, but I mean like...
I'm trying to catch up is what I'm saying.
But season three, can't wait.
Yeah, when you... See, the most important thing about this show is whenever you watch it in the season, you know, as episodes go on, it's just so good that you cannot wait until the next week. The moment the episode ends, you're like, oh, I can't wait to see what happens.
What I love what they do, and they did it season one, and then I couldn't believe they could do it, but season two is they make a season-long mystery that unfolds over time, but also each episode has individual mysteries that she solves. It holds you just until that final episode where you figure it out the same time as Veronica. Yeah,
they never let you get ahead of it.
Some shows, you've already figured it out, and you're like, when are they going to figure this out? That's what's kind of frustrating about Lost sometimes, is you know something that they don't know yet, and you're just, come on, figure this out. All right, Bill, was that DVDs for August 15th, 2006?
Yes.
Well, thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
All right, everybody, that was episode 48 of Nowhere in Mulberry. Thank you for joining us this week. If you would like to call and leave a voicemail, much like Robin did, call 1-206-202-3491. Or if you'd like to leave us a email, go to nimpodcast@gmail.com. Also, don't forget to visit us at nowhereinmulberry.com. There you'll find links to our chat room, which happen on Fridays, 11 Central. Visit our forum. They're also linked on the page. Come and give us information about TV shows and such. We've had a few new members to our forum, Bill. It's been pretty awesome.
Yeah, I saw the most recent registration was Ill Repute.
Well, thank you, Ill Repute, and keep on posting. Hey, it's better than a lot of the spam we've been getting on the forum.
The Russian mail order bride.
Yeah, a lot of mail order bride action happening on the forum. So if you need a mail order bride, you'll see the
Come
spam
to our
there.
Forum.
You might enjoy that. Now, Stephen, why are you? Are you and Foggy fighting again? Just you guys,
shut up! Oh, shut up! Both of you! Shut up!
This
kill
is kill so childish. Why do you guys act like this?
I'll knock you off. Come on, shut up, please. Will you please? Everybody, shut your mouth. Kill you. Shut up.
We're doing a show, you guys. It's so unprofessional.
Not me again. I'm gonna nail you.
This just goes on forever. This pit.
Shut up. Shut up.
It never ends, does it?
Shut up. Don't say anything, Martin. Just shut up.
Before we go, I just wanted to mention, last night we had an incredible chat. All four of us were on there with all of our listeners who love, you know, chatting with us and stuff. I want to say thanks, everybody, for a great chat last night. And let's do it again next Friday. What do you say? Sounds good.
Why not? Be there.
We're creeping up on episode 50 of Nowhere in Mulberry. Is something special in the works? I don't know. I'm not going to tell you. It might be a surprise.
Watch out.
So anyway, guys, that's Nowhere in Mulberry. Thanks a lot. See you next week.
Thank you, David.
Hell, no, funny. No. I don't know what you're talking about.
Shut up!
Now this is podcasting.
Casting.